You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do? And get a people! What they want.
Jalen Rose, who is joining us on this program in just minutes?
The gentleman with the most anticipated freshman album since Nasir Jones.
What?
Simba's joining Jalen and Jacoby.
Right, Simba joins us later, and then after that, we have one of the most anticipated matchups on the whole NFL schedule all year long tonight on Thursday Night Football. It is the AFC West matchup that we've been waiting for between the Chargers and the Chiefs. This one is in Kansas City. Let's start with the home team.
Where my homie?
Where they at? Where they at?
Where my homie?
Who are you talking about?
Patrick Mahomes, who only had 5 touchdown passes last week. And you know how Dre got this song, Forgot About Dre?
Yeah.
When he looks on the other side of Justin Herbert, that's what he's going to be saying. So let me get this right. I've been MVP. Mm-hmm. I've won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I get top dollar like no other steal. Do we still got that $400 million number out there?
Yeah. I think it's over $400
million. God, we don't even talk about that no more, right?
Nope.
And now all of a sudden, y'all want to give it to Josh Allen as the best quarterback in the league. Give it to Justin Herbert as the best quarterback in the league.
Don't forget Joe Burrow.
I truly believe this is going to be Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Kansas City Chiefs trying to make a statement. But guess what?
The Chargers going to be ready. Chargers going to be ready.
There's a couple of players you love on the Chargers.
Yeah, Chargers going
to be ready. They got nothing to do with Justin
Herbert. Hey, let me tell you something.
Tell me something.
You know how much I love my Michigan Wolverines.
Mm-hmm.
But them Bosa brothers got me concussed. and I ain't even played.
You got to go to the protocol?
No doubt. Like, how many of them is it that sack quarterbacks? You know what I'm saying? And the best in the game, too, getting up the field, disrupting. And while we're going to talk so much and be fixated on the offense, I think the big moves by the Chargers Derwin James.
Return of the Mac.
Got signed. And also, return of the Mac. Khalil, I know y'all kind of like was not able to appreciate his game while he was in Chicago, dealt with some injuries. They had some quarterback issues. The Bears had issues just moving the ball offensively. But now looking at him in that jersey, he looks lighter. He looks faster.
He
looks younger.
The light colors, you know, really suit him.
He saw Von Miller earlier in the year. He like, you know what? It's my turn.
Yep.
So I'm happy to see which side of the football is going to shine for either team. But I can't front. That Chiefs -4?
I'm taking the Chiefs -4.
You handling that?
I'm definitely taking the Chiefs -4.
Definitely
taking the Chiefs -4.
Here's why.
And money line plus the over.
No Keenan Allen for the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. No Bucker for the Chiefs, though.
Yeah. No Keenan Allen for the Chargers. I ain't mad at
that. I do want to say this. Maybe there's too much attention, too much praise on Justin Herbert, but maybe not, because that dude has an absolute cannon. Like, when you watch him play, he's just laser accuracy, strong passes that just always end up right in the breadbasket of his receiver, and in traffic, too. Like, look at some of these throws, Jay.
See, here's what it is, though.
Look at that.
They call that climbing in the pocket. Like, Thomas Brady does that. Yeah. You know what I mean? He not stepping up to try to run 60 yards if he could.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Herbert meets the eye test of so many things. He can make all of the throws. He has the height. He has the build. He has the potential. And so for the Chargers, it's refreshing when you look down at your squad, just like the Kansas City Chiefs. And you know you got a franchise guy.
Oh, they got a guy.
So many teams that's looking for a franchise guy. They got a him.
They got a him in L.A. Can't wait for this game. I also can't wait to figure out how to log into Amazon so I can figure out how to watch it. That's gonna be.
I'm figuring it out.
That's gonna be 30
Shout
minutes
to Amina
of my day.
Hussein. Good job,
just
sis.
Just making sure that I can get this game on my television. Jalen, yesterday we talked about the Sarver punishment and the Sarver investigation results, and just across the league, there was a feeling that it wasn't enough. And League Commissioner Adam Silver addressed it in a press conference, and here's what the commish had to say.
I have certain authority by virtue of this organization, and that's what I exercised. I don't have the right to take away his team. I don't want to rest on that neat legal point because, of course, there could be a process to take away someone's team in this league. It's very involved, and I ultimately made the decision that it didn't rise to that level. But to me, the consequences are severe here.
So he's a lawyer. He's just really good at sort of explaining things. But even after that, there was LeBron's reaction saying it's not enough and there's no place in the league for him. And it wasn't just LeBron. It was Chris Paul as well. And many others sort of voicing their disappointment in this punishment for Sarver. Now, it's sort of like it's public opinion at this point that this was not enough. But you heard Commissioner Silver. What do you think he could have done differently, or what do you think should be done now?
Well, Commissioner Silver, his wrists are handcuffed because, as he mentioned, like the owners are his bosses.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want him out, they could get him out. If they want another owner out, they can vote another owner out. But Adam Silver can't do that.
There's so much he can do.
Correct. And so you remember the Dukes had just a good old boy.
It feels a little bit like that. I know what you're getting at here. I mean,
and here's the thing, though. There's only one black owner in the league, and he just so happens to be arguably the greatest basketball player of all time.
Mm-hmm. Black majority owner, yep.
And so what ends up happening in a dynamic like this, Jacoby, when you have diverse voices in the room, you get various opinion. How many minority women own teams?
Zero.
Okay, so that means they're not represented at the table.
Let's just look at what the investigation found Sarver to be guilty of. On five separate occasions, whether he's recounting what someone else said or whatever, he used the N-word.
How many times?
Five that were sort of like corroborated.
So that means if you heard five.
Exactly.
Okay,
and there's also inequitable treatment of women and sort of like discussing women's appearances and saying negative things about women that just had children in the workplace.
Or they got naked in the training room.
And another, yes, there's some strange behaviors towards male employees as well. And when you think about the N-word, the majority of the NBA is
75% black.
And 100% of the WNBA team that he owns is women. It just feels like that there should be a more severe punishment. I agree with LeBron. There is no place in those two leagues for an owner that has been investigated and found guilty of this misconduct.
I agree. And Donald Sterling is somewhere like, so all they needed was audio?
Just a tape.
So this is a perfect example of when someone apologizes, Jacoby. And I always tell you, I don't go by what people say. I go by if they would do it again.
Mm.
And in this case, the punishment doesn't fit the crime because in theory, he never truly owned what he did and he's not truly being punished for what he did. So in other words, if we had audio of him saying it, i.e. being caught, mm-hmm. then the punishment would be more severe. But we can still understand and know that it happened, but the punishment isn't as severe. It's a slap on the wrist.
Let's move on to some other NBA news. Donovan Mitchell, all summer long, we had him in a Knicks jersey.
Spider-Man.
All summer long.
Spider-Man.
At the end of the summer, guess what? He's on the Cavs. That makes an exciting Cavs roster. He spoke to our colleague and friend, Brian Windhorst, about the potential of going to the Knicks, and he had a very interesting answer.
How close do you think you were? Did you feel you were to being a New York Knicks?
Very close. I won't say more than that, but I know a little bit more than most, but definitely very close. And, you know, it didn't happen, and it was close. It was close to happening.
Very close to being a Knick. Now, you know where I stand on this. As a pseudo-die-easy Knick fan, I think that Donovan Mitchell's not the right fit for this team as currently constructed, especially after they signed Brunson. However, I bet this is going to disappoint a lot of Knick fans because they want that star in MSG.
I agree with that. And a lot of times, these are all elite players. Donovan Mitchell is
an all-NBA caliber performer, one of the highest points per game in the playoffs, and did a terrific job of lifting Utah. And that series with him and Jamal Murray going back and forth in the bubble,
that was one of the best, like, sort of mano-a-mano seven-game series.
But the one thing about trades, it's one thing about the player. It's another thing about the timing. Mm-hmm. And on paper, let me tell you why this makes more sense than the Cavs, for the Cavs. I love the ascension of Darius Garland. I love Jared Allen. That's one of your guys.
Mobley.
They were both in the All-Star game this year. Mobley will be an All-Star soon. Now you trade for Donovan Mitchell, and I say this respectfully, he's better than all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So now that means they're ready to take the next step. If you add him to the Knicks, that would be addition by subtraction.
I'm glad you brought this up.
And therefore, you're going to lose a R.J. Barrett. You're going to lose a Quickly. You're going to lose a Toppin. And then you're going to put him with Brunson. You're going to put him with Randall. And it's not going to be enough.
Not going to work. See, I am a pseudo Knicks fan, right? But first, I'm a fan of the league.
You're a die easy Knicks fan.
This is the best result for the league because this takes the Cavs from, oh, a very interesting five or four seed that's going to lose in the second round to, like, they could get there. You know what I mean? Like, the Eastern Conference Finals is very realistic expectation for this Cavs team is currently constructed.
And if you watch this show, you've seen me stand on this table for JB Bickerstaff.
Mm-hmm.
For the last couple of years, they gave him the gig under the radar, didn't give him a blank check. It wasn't a splashy headline. Look at how he just stabilizes this situation. Now, all of a sudden, Garland an all-star. Allen added him. Still getting minutes out of Kevin Love. Okoro locking down on D. And so now, all of a sudden, you add a Donovan Mitchell. This becomes something special in Cleveland. This is for you.
They just jumped up very high on my league pack. League pass.
Caris LeVert is a 20-point scorer.
Yeah.
He just dealt with some injuries.
And he could be a heater off the bench.
Correct.
Too, you know, correct. In that Crawford Clarkson kind of a role. Like, I really liked it. Look, we forgot about Kevin Love, too.
Yeah.
Like, don't forget about Kevin Love. He'll knock down some threes.
OG Kevin Love rebounds. Was balling last year.
You know what I mean? He'll stabilize the locker room.
No question.
I love this team. I really, really do. It's going to be very hard to score on them around the basket with Mobley and Allen right underneath.
Changing shots, blocking
Rose.
Shots.
Who's joining us in just seconds on this program?
I don't know who feel like they're running the game today, but on Friday, the game belongs to him. Simba is next on Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Jardiance.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Jalen Jacoby coming to you live above the Heineken River
Bar!
Deck here in New York City. Jalen Rose, who is on the program right now?
The gentleman that I believe that has the most anticipated album since Nasir Jones. Simba, my brother, is joining Jalen and Jacoby. What up, though?
Man, what's up with my big dog, man? What's happening?
What's happening?
It feels so good to be here, man. I watch y'all every day. It feels great to be here.
Well, it is an honor to have you. Results take time. The new project drops on Friday. What can fans expect to get?
Oh, man, as Jalen will tell you, man, it's a grind. I'm sure you know, too, Jacoby, it's a grind when you're trying to do something different. We as artists, we as entertainers, we as athletes, we put in a lot of work to these things, and most times people don't see the work that go into the process to get to where you're trying to go. So that's what this project is about. It's the soundtrack to people that don't want to get up and go to work in the morning but got to do it anyway. It's literally that motivation to get you up and keep going. I was in the studio with Kevin Durant, and I played him the project, and the first thing he said, man, I'm about to go to the gym right now. I'm going to the gym right now.
There's so many things that I love about you as an artist. When you come out and you talk about results take time,
that's refreshing to somebody that's been around the game for long, because everybody want instant success. And so for you as an independent artist, I appreciate how you're continuing to navigate and make sure that you hit every box before you come out. How important is that for you to get the validity of a Kevin Durant, of a Dr. Dre, of a Funk Flex, of a DJ Drama before it even come out?
Yeah, no, it's the most important, because it's like, as a new artist, sometimes you don't know if what you're doing is right. So when you get certain, when you get certain stamps, when you get certain cosigns, it lets you know that you're on the right track. I remember the first time you followed me, Jalen. I was in the car and I was driving and I was like, damn, I was on the phone with my cousin, Devon Pouncey. And he's a big fan of the show. And he also got a podcast he's doing called Wake Up and Win in Portland right now. But we was on the phone. I said, man, Jalen just followed me, man. It's going up right now. It's going up. So those moments is what keep us going, because I remember times when I had two people at the show. You know, I remember times when I would reach out and wouldn't nobody give me an interview. I remember times I would reach out for features and people told me I wasn't hot enough. And I'm not the artist right now with a number one album or a number one record or got the biggest thing going on in hip hop. So for me to get validation from you guys is validation to keep me going, and it's motivation to keep me going. So I truly appreciate everybody, from a Jalen to a LeBron to a KD, a Dave Chappelle, Dr. Dre, everybody, because that's what keeps me going.
So like Jalen said, we're kind of vets in the game. We've seen a lot of this happen. And one, I love your perspective, especially with your work ethic and results take time. But here's one thing I want to hear from you. You're about to blow up. You're about to be that number one and have that number one album. Don't forget this grind mentality when it happens, though.
Never. That's what keep you there. That's what keep you. You think LeBron made it 20 years not thinking about that grind mentality? It's always on you. It's in me. It ain't on me. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm gonna wake up. I got a son to feed. I got a mama to take care of. I got a city that's depending on me. I can't stop. I gotta keep going. After this project, we going on tour Friday. Right after tour, I'm jumping right back in the studio. I gotta deliver again within the next 90 days. We not stopping, Jacoby. I promise you, we not stopping.
Never end up broke. And I have to ask you this, because as much as I love hip hop and appreciate the music in hip hop, there have been some tragedies that have taken place within the game. And when I see a Nipsey Hussle kill, Pop Smoke, PNB Rock, the way he was killed, how does that register with you as an artist, man, that Jacoby just mentioned is about to be the number one artist in the game on this Friday?
It's scary. It's scary because I actually lost one of my best friends about 2 years ago on New Year's. His name was Bugsy, Byron Edwards. And we came up in this together. Like, we was grinding together, we was working together, everything. And it really shows you that, like, being a rapper is dangerous, right? Because we gotta wear all this jewelry, we gotta wear these chains. These is like our business cards, right? This is what make people, it gravitates people to us. But at the same time, it's what makes people wanna take our life, right? And it's unfortunate, because we as a community, right? I tell people all the time, we the only community that treat each other like this. Mm-hmm. We don't have no respect on our people. It's no reason that PNB or a Pop Smoke or somebody should lose their life behind a chain, behind a watch, behind something that somebody's gonna go get a couple thousand dollars for and then spend the money, and then the next week they looking for somebody else's chain to snatch. It don't make sense. You know what I mean? We gotta do better as a community, and it's scary. Like I said, I got a little boy to make it home to. So it's times for me now. I'm leaving my jury in the room. I'm leaving my jury with my friends and things like that, because I wanna make it home to my son. I don't wanna end up being one of these rappers that end up getting killed because I didn't want to give my chain away. And it's very unfortunate. And I also think we shouldn't, you know, bash or talk bad about his child's mom as far as PNB Rock, because who wants to see they child's father die, right? And everybody is pushing this narrative of you know, she posted the location, she did this, but it's like, man, this woman is dealing with a traumatic experience. She didn't know that was gonna happen. So why are we as a culture bashing her for something she didn't know that was gonna happen? So it's just, as a community, we have to do better. We gotta understand, man, life is more valuable than a chain. Life is more valuable than that $5,000 you may get from taking it from somebody. Let that man live. Let that man be great. Let that man be a father. And that's something we got to push forward as a culture.
And it's really well put, strong words. Now, I'm going through your Instagram, and I saw you practicing with the Temple University basketball team. You got some range, Simba. You got some range. Yeah. Like, I'm talking like a step behind the NBA line.
Yeah.
Like, tell me about your game.
I used to play back in the day, man. I still hold the point record at my high school. Shout out to Deer Valley. I played ball back in the day, but unfortunately, when I think I was in 11th grade, I had a coach that actually made it to the NBA, and he didn't do well. He wasn't a Jalen Rose. You know what I'm saying? he didn't do too good, and he used to put his insecurities on us, which discouraged me as a basketball player. And I set out my junior year and half of my senior year, and that's how I started rapping. And I still wish I would have kept playing ball. I was just telling Charlamagne, like, if I would have had my dad in my life, I probably would have never been a rapper. I would have had somebody to motivate me to keep hooping. But I feel like, you know, I could have been one of them guys on that floor, man. I got some range on me. I know how to get in that paint. I always tell people, if I would have made it to the league, I would have been like a Lance Stevenson or something.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's my guy.
Yeah, I would have been a Lance.
You know that's my guy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I'm a Lance. Oh, you really Lance, do watch man. The show.
Yeah, yeah.
That's dope. And I also appreciate not only First off, let me just say this for those that don't know. Follow the real Simba right now on social media. This gentleman got legendary bars. So
Come
much
on.
So, you was doing Come a freestyle on Flex, and you checked him about Tupac. Talk to me about that moment for you, how you brought it all together, show Flex love, show Pac love, and continue to elevate the culture all at the same time.
For sure. Nah, Pac, you know, I know Pac is from the East Coast, you know, but he did so much for the West. He did so much for me as a child. I remember the day he died, I was sitting there at my auntie's house. My mom was at work. My auntie was babysitting me at the time. And she just broke down crying. And she was crying. She was like, they killed my boyfriend. Like, she felt like Pac was her real boyfriend. Like, she actually knew him. And it was so much I learned from Pac, just how to be vulnerable, how to be real, how to be yourself. That's why I move the way I move. I embrace everybody. I hear stories all the time about how Tupac would pull up the studio sessions and just knock out verses with people, rap on anybody's beats, walking on Sunset Boulevard with all his jewelry on and his shirt off, and just being a man of the people. And that's something that I idolized. That's something that I wanted to be. So when Flex, a few years ago, he was getting that Pac heavy. You know what I mean? He was hitting he lied. He was just going bad on him and all this stuff. And as a West Coast individual, I felt like I had to stand up for that moment, because I didn't like the way that he went about that. And I had to let him know that. And I kept that in the back of my mental Rolodex. And when I pulled up there, I made sure I had to say something about it. But shout out to Flex for even allowing me to come up there.
No doubt.
He loved it. You know what I mean? It just came out, the culture loving it. So it was a moment, big dog. I appreciate you for even bringing that up.
So you rep the Bay Area, and the Bay Area's had a lot of success in the NBA recently. The Warriors got a little dynasty going on over there. My question for you is not about the past, but about the future. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Ooh,
we going back to back.
So the Golden State Warriors going back to back. What makes you feel that way?
We're going back to back, and I'm going to tell you why. It's no team in the NBA that can figure out how to guard the Golden State Warriors. You don't know what to do with Steph. You don't know how to stop Klay. Draymond could run the point. He could be the four. I think Draymond Green is the greatest defensive player ever. I might be biased because that's my brother, but that's how I feel, Jacoby. That's how I feel. We going back to back.
I love this so much. And you know, everybody know the Bay Area and the DR cousins. Shout out to Charlamagne, who you mentioned. I'm going to his show tomorrow. Shout out to Draymond Green. I was just with him yesterday. And so I have to ask you, now that you're on the show, besides Pac, as you mentioned, who are your top five artists, rappers of all time?
Top five artists of all time. Number one for me is Jay-Z. Number two is Future. Mm. Number three is Drake. Number four is DMX. Number five is Kanye West. Now that's my personal top five. I'm not saying I'm right in anybody else's opinion, but these are the people that inspire me the most.
How about the fact, this is what makes you a dope artist. How about that range, Jacoby? DMX, like a lot of people don't realize, like his first couple of albums, classic, range.
Oh, no skips.
And a great actor.
No skips. You skip zero songs on those albums. No skips on those albums.
Facts. DMX did it on both sides. Like, one thing about being a rapper is to take it to the next level, you got to do it in another field. So DMX did it in music and he did it in film. Kanye West did it in music and he did it in fashion. Jay-Z did it in music and he did it in business. Mm. Same thing with Drake. So I'm a fan of people that can make that transition. Even somebody like a Joe Budden, that's my big homie. He did it in music and then he created podcasting for rappers come media personalities. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody that just contribute to this culture because it's what keeps us going.
Well, listen, we got an eye for talent. And Simba, not only do you have absolute bars and great projects, if you want to be a media personality, you can do that. You want to be an actor, you can do that. And you're always welcome to come back on Jalen Jacoby anytime. Anytime. I'm buying all the Simba stock right now. I'm buying all the Simba stock.
So, come on, let's get it. Let's get it.
Appreciate you, fam.
And I'm going to give y'all one before I get out of here. You ready for this one, Jacoby?
Yep.
Mike would have had a hard time guarding LeBron. We're going to leave it at that.
His name is Simba. Results Take Time is out this Friday. You're looking at the next on Jalen and Jacoby. We'll be right back after this.
It goes down tonight at 9 p.m. Game 3. Aces traveling to Connecticut. Sun need a win. It's all on ESPN at 9 p.m. tonight. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, every single day we have this platform. What do we do?
So it's actually heartbreaking if you think about it. You just showed a promotion of the WNBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
And Brittany Griner just missed the entire season because she's wrongfully detained in Russia for 210 days. So we wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
When you said we're going to acknowledge that Brittany Griner is detained in Russia every single day on the show, I never, ever thought we would still be doing it in
That's
September.
That's shameful.
Hopefully she gets home soon. A lot of discussion about Lamar Jackson this summer, about his contract. He set the deadline of week one. He said he's not talking about it after week one. Well, guess what? He was asked about it, and here's what he had to say.
Passing out popcorn. You got a good question, you get popcorn. Shake his mind. Off limits.
What's your frame of mind now about the contract?
You know, respectfully, I'm really done talking about it. You know, I told you guys before, you know, I was going to be done with it. You know, week one's over with. We're done talking about it, you know. I'm going to focus on the Dolphins now.
Are you able to explain why the guaranteed money was so important to you?
I might give you some popcorn because that question, it was over with. You might have to get the shake, and it was off limits.
So, Jalen, we've talked about the contract for a long time. I want to talk to you about something that's very important to you, the popcorn. I have seen this man go to the movies, buy large popcorn, not even see a movie, and just walk out with the popcorn.
An apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. I read an article about my biological father that I never met that I forwarded it to you. And his two favorite foods, lobster and popcorn.
That's wild.
And you know I can't make this up. And also I want to shout Lamar Jackson for not feeding the system.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people are mad. He didn't traditionally have an agent. Lamar plays in the same division as Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson just got 230. I can't now take 130 and play against him twice a year.
And I want guaranteed. I want the guaranteed money. Who doesn't want guaranteed money? You know how the football contracts are structured.
Exactly.
We'll be back tomorrow. We got Benny the Butcher on the program. ESPN 2, 4 p.m. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast-exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Now, Jalen, there are topics like this that I love discussing with you in the podcast format because we can talk about it as long as we want, and we can get into the details. Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
Something or nothing. Let me just go back up a little bit. Remember when Russell Westbrook's agent put out a statement after the two of them mutually parted ways as business partners? How many? It's not very often that agents put out a statement when that happens, right? And in that statement, he said that Russell should pursue the opportunity of playing for the Lakers. And it made it seem like Russell didn't want to play for the Lakers. That was the inference. And now we have some news. Russell Westbrook put up his Los Angeles home for sale. Now, I just moved from one apartment to the other. Is Russell Westbrook just, you know, looking for a bigger pool? Looking for a different neighborhood for the kids?
Well, here's what make it different.
Or is he skipping town?
Here's what make it different.
What makes it different?
He live out there, so don't go there. Born and raised. And I thought about this last year.
What'd you think about, Mr. Rose?
There's a reason why my final year I didn't go play for the Pistons. And even though I went to the Suns and I got DMPs all year, and that ultimately ended up being my final season, I didn't want to come home and not be a dog. Whatever that mean. That ain't got nothing to do with stats. That's got something to do with the team being relevant and me being a big part of it. That ain't got nothing to do with stats. And so what happened with Russ last year, think about it. He's talking about a fan base harassing him and his family, and this is his hometown. That's that right. I could not imagine being a Piston, shooting an air ball, getting dunked on. I don't care if I got crossed up and fell and got injured. Boomy?
Come up with little nicknames for you.
Boomy?
And harass your family in the stands?
See, I ain't gonna lie.
I never really thought about the personal part like that.
Correct. You think about that. These are my people
from here.
Asking me for my autograph.
I went to UCLA. I grew up in Los Angeles.
I got a foundation.
Went to the University of California, Los Angeles. Pump a lot of money back into this community, and now you're making up names about me.
And I'm gonna just say that, like, and shout to his father. I'll just say that. 10 toes down. I'll just say that. And when you have that history, and you have that validity, and then you reinvent yourself and your family name to become a future Hall of Fame player. He averaged 18, almost 8-8 last year, and he's not amongst the top 100 players on 2K23.
Did he average 18-8-8?
Let me see. Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just don't believe stuff you
say. Yeah. Russ be getting them rebounds, dog. I know you know the assist
LeBron,
was there.
I mean, LeBron and AD were out a lot, so he
you
had
know about the point. I mean,
18.5 points, 7.4 rebounds, 7.1 assists. I mean, 12th in assists. And when we talk about him, like, he got to go. You know what I mean? 12th in assists.
You got to go.
31st in points, 35th in rebounds. 35th in rebounds, 12th in assists in the league. And we're like, he's got to go.
And overall, the slander for his name has gotten so bad that the video game don't have him as a top 100 player.
And you wouldn't think his numbers, especially his rankings, were there. 12th in assists. Efficiency, sure. You know what I mean? We all know, you know, jump shots, then some of the numbers can be spun negatively as well.
Of course.
But
not a shooter.
But we talk about
high turnovers.
We talk about him like he's the problem. Like he's the problem.
Here's what needs to happen.
What's up?
I've said this last year, the entire season. So I'm sorry for everybody that has to listen to me say this again. Here's the win-win for everyone involved. You want to save Russ's confidence and you want to rebuild how the fans feel about his role? One chess move.
I know what you're going to say.
Bring him off the bench.
You're going to say that. It seems like a downgrade, but it would be an upgrade.
He's going to play against second unit players.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to cheer him when he get off the bench, and they're going to need his offensive productivity with the second unit.
Also say, Russ, you're going to finish the game. Play well when you're finishing the game. Starting the game is just starting the game.
The Lakers won the championship in the bubble. The formula was LeBron, AD. Off the bench, they had Rondo.
Mm-hmm.
See, people forgot how well he played in a couple of series that allow him to go steal money in two more places afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. He played really well in that playoff.
And that allowed him to...
KCP did too. People forget
that. Allowed him to steal money in Atlanta and Cleveland, whatever order.
KCP played well in the bubble as well.
And so, for Russ, the blueprint is almost there. Like, now that they got Pat Bev, I promise you, I said this before they had Pat Bev. So now, this is not a diss. This is me trying to make sure that Russ plays at his maximum. You start Beverly, you bring Russ off the bench.
Question for you. Back to the original question. Him putting his house for sale, does that indicate anything about his professional aspirations?
Everything me and you talked about. I can't be nowhere where they slandering my name and disrespecting my character when I did everything.
So you don't think this is just a real estate move?
I can't. I can't even front, dog. When I walk through Detroit Airport and I'm driving down the freeway, I'm like, I don't got a key to the city.
I'll get you one. I'll send an email.
I'm like, I don't got a street name after me.
What do I write about this?
What I gotta do? Put bury people in cement shoes? Just like Jimmy Hoffa?
What do I have to do? Was it like
you know
mayor,
what I mean?
mayor@detroit.com?
You know, like,
what
like,
do I gotta do?
I'm like, what's happening?
Let's get you a street. Let's get you a street.
A key to the city.
Key to the city. You should have had that already. You should have had that already.
Come on, man.
What does a key to the city even mean, though?
It's just principle.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's just principle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you think I feel when I'm taking my daughter Gracie to the Michigan football game this Saturday and Ann Arbor don't even acknowledge me?
Gracie's coming? What do you mean don't acknowledge you? Explain that.
When you walk on campus, ain't nothing that says Jalen Rose. Ain't nothing to say 5'5".
There really should be a statue.
Huh? Ain't nothing to, how about this? Steve Fisher's name isn't anywhere on campus. They were so mad at him that they felt like he allowed us to do what we did. They still taking it out on him.
Messed up.
He won the only national championship in the school and took us to two. His name is nowhere on campus. Now, I'm not here to slander what people probably did in the past. But there were some things that Bo Schembechler allegedly was involved in.
Oh, the list is very long if you want to talk about, you know, college coaches that may or may not have been involved in some misdoings.
And so
that still gets celebrated.
And so that's my point to you. Like, certain times, certain situations continue to hold a grudge against you.
But here's the thing that you say that I think is really intelligent. Don't wait until the Fab Five is old and gray and in wheelchair.
They're going to wait until I ain't fresh no more.
That's the thing.
It's I already know how you're
like,
trying to do.
You got a little limp on you now. Like you're gonna have a walker, mm-mm, not even a fresh suit.
I won't go.
You know, let's get this done while everyone's still got a hair.
I won't go.
You know what I mean? I promise you this, though. I mean, we always talk about doing things and don't do them, but we are doing this. We are building a Fab Five statue, putting it in a U-Haul, and in the dark of night, we are putting that thing on campus and just see what happens.
Let's do it.
I got $2,000.
Let's do it.
Of my own money.
I got 50 on it.
Let's build the statue.
Yeah, 10 each.
Put it in a U-Haul.
We got the Jada Kiss bus. I'm pretty sure that's saying.
And here's the thing is, we're not hiring movers to do it, though. We're doing it ourselves.
No, it'll be more fun.
We're doing it ourselves.
Yeah, we're going to be like the Colts when they left Baltimore.
Yeah. In the middle of the night. I know the security guard is going to see you driving a U-Haul. He's going to be like, go ahead, Mr. Rose.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? We'll find that security guard.
Love it.
And he's going to look like you, not me. And he's going to let us on campus.
And so to your point, yes, it does mean something because California real estate appreciates.
Mm-hmm.
And even if he didn't want to play for the team, he could still keep the house, rent it out, sell it, do
I'm sure
something
his
with
house
it.
Is nice, too.
Right?
You know what I mean?
That Russell Westbrook's house for sale sounds like $10 million.
10?
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, I'm going to look it up. I'm going 20 plus.
Well, he's from here, so he probably don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
Probably want to do that somewhere else.
See, the new game, instead of getting a 20 somewhere, why don't you get you 5 4s?
$30 million Los Angeles house, which means it'll sell for like 25. But sure, good for him. Good for Russ. And I'm really curious to see how this plays out. I think there's so much focus on what's going to happen with the Nets. Like, we talked about Russell getting traded. There was Russ, they were shopping Russell around.
Well, now that you say the house costs $30 million, there's only about 7 people that can buy it.
Oh no, not in that market, buddy. There's a lot of $30 million houses out there.
You know what I mean.
You're not watching the same reality shows.
You know what I mean.
You got to watch Selling Sunset.
You know what
Selling Sunset OC. Very dramatic programming.
I love those shows.
It is time for voicemails. If you call 985-80-JALEN, again, 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. But first of all, before we get to voicemails, I want to say this. I love Simba. I've always been a fan of his music. But you just listened to the full Simba interview. When we connected to this man on FaceTime or whatever he was on, his energy was so high and positive. He was so excited to be here. Like, he, I love his music, but when you meet someone like that, you're like, he's got the it. He's a him. He's got the it factor. He's a star.
He's a superstar. And I felt like this about DaBaby.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had some issues. And that kind of diminished his mainstream appeal to what I felt was a superstardom, what would have been a level of superstardom, not only in music, but in acting.
He was on that song Levitate with Dua Lipa, because I listened to top 40 songs with my kids. That song was everywhere, everywhere. He crossed over.
I interviewed 50 Cent on Renaissance Man, and I was like, if you can pick any actor that's a rapper to do a show with, who would you pick? He said, him. This was like a year and a half ago. And so what I saw from DaBaby in that potential, he still sky's the limit. And he's still going to do his thing.
Oh, yeah.
He's still that guy. But like, Simba's about to have a freshman album. And let me paint the picture for what I mean. Like, rap music started in 1973. That was the year I was born. And what ends up happening is there isn't too many times where artists can take their time and have a buildup and then live up to the hype. I think the first one I'll say, so it was after The Message, it was after Run DMC. I would say Rakim and LL were like two like people that like heard about, waited for, and was like, oh! You know what I mean? But then the next person was Nas. You remember how, like, when he did Live at the Barbie, what the hell for Snuffing Jesus? We like, yo. And everybody was like, when is he coming out? I haven't been this excited about a freshman album.
Biggie comes to mind, too. Biggie comes to mind.
He didn't have that buildup like that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, he did. He was on that Mary J. song.
Big L had that. Yeah, he did.
He was on a Mary J. song.
Big L too.
Yeah, Party and BS.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But you hear the pantheon that we're putting this in, is your point.
Yeah.
We're talking about LL, Biggie,
Rakim,
Big L. Like, there's only like a select full of people that we sat around. Like, we love rap music. Like, we didn't just start liking rap last night. Like, look at this show. Look at who we have on the show. Look at, like, everything that we embody. Like, Jacoby was like, I ain't doing the show unless we get some duck down on the wall. That's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Jacoby said, we gonna get some duck down on the wall.
Never coming down.
And so based on that, I have not been more excited about a freshman project since Nasir Jones. He hitting all of the rounds. He at USC. He at Temple.
Funk Flex.
He at Funk Flex doing freestyle.
Because you listen to this on Thursday, go listen to Simba's Funk Flex freestyle.
Bars!
Everyone talks about the part where he calls Flex out for talking about Tupac.
That's only...
That's just the beginning.
Yeah, you got to listen to it.
He goes for another 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Big shout to Simba coming through.
And he got all of the validation. All of the validation. Your favorite rapper's favorite rapper loves Simba. Pusha T, Kendrick Lamar. Your favorite producers, Dr. Dre, Hit-Boy. Your favorite athletes, LeBron James, Kevin Durant.
Were you here?
Like, I've been following him for a year and a half. I feel like, when is it coming out? And now he's coming out this Friday.
That's what you get when you come to Jalen and Jacoby. We also want to hear from you. Call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. Tomorrow is voicemail only, podcast exclusive. So make sure you call 985-80-JALEN. Be a part of that right now. We got time for one voicemail.
What up, Jalen? What up, Jacoby? Shout out, Reg. This is Bill from Philly. Hope y'all enjoying your vacation. Much needed. Work boring without y'all. Can't wait to get y'all back on the pod. Question for y'all. What's y'all fantasy teams looking like? Y'all didn't really touch on that before y'all went away. And people want to know your fantasy squads. What pick y'all had, the festivities that was going on with the draft. Give the people what they want. All right, peace.
You know, Jalen must have lost last week because he's not talking about it that much.
I did lose.
Yeah, you need a performance on Monday night you didn't get.
So here's the bad news. The bad news is Josh Jacobs didn't perform well for me. Hockenson didn't perform well for me. Tyler Lockett didn't perform well for me. And Keenan Allen ain't playing tonight. You know, the rest of my team, though, I have the deepest team in the league, and I still feel
this
like
this is
I'm
your big money league.
This is the big money league, and it's 15,000 now.
Whoa! What does the email look like there? When it's like, I know this is the big money league at 10 grand. But commissioner wrote an email being like, the stakes is high.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
We got that pandemic price. Like construction costs.
Supply chain issues. Inflation.
Yeah, but the rest, I had the number one pick. I took Jonathan Taylor. My quarterback is Patrick Mahomes, who blew up last week.
You lost with Mahomes?
But I just named four guys that ain't do nothing. But my bench is deep. I took James Robinson. He balled. I'm gonna start him this week for Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. He's a good pick.
Robbie Anderson blew up. I had him on the bench. I didn't really know what to expect from him and Baker.
I like Anderson. Yeah. Since he was with the Jets, I like him. Yeah. People forget the Jets. Like no one pays any attention to the Jets because they're so bad. But I like Anderson.
I got the Bills D. They gave me 20 points last week. They was balling.
Yeah, they were.
So I'm really excited about my team. And I still think we're going to win it all this year.
Shout out to the caller. We're doing all voicemails tomorrow, so make sure you call 9580-JALEN, be a part of the show. Jalen.
I got Kareem Hunt, too. He balled last week, too.
Who's going to be on the show?
The Butcher coming.
Who's coming?
The Butcher coming.
You mean senior Bills correspondent for Jalen and Jacoby?
Griselda's own Benny the Butcher is joining Jalen and Jacoby.
Top of the Black Soprano family.
On Friday. And if you noticed, guest list, A+.
Gangsta Gibbs.
A+.
Jordan Clarkson.
A+.
Simba.
A+.
Benny the Butcher.
Hey, it don't stop.
Another show could never.
It don't stop.
We'll be back tomorrow with Benny the Butcher, senior Bills correspondent for Jalen Jacoby. Why is that? Jalen Anthony Rose.
And make sure y'all check out Renaissance.
That's right. Who's on this week?
Jerry Ferrara. And you know how much he loves the Knicks.
Loves the Knicks.
He got a new podcast called Unleashed on BetMGM. So make sure you support my brother. Make sure you download the Renaissance Man podcast. And thank everybody who nominated the Renaissance Man for two People's Choice Awards.
Good for you.
Thank you for the love.
We'll be back tomorrow. Watch that.
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.